galluses.
Would an older person be more likely to smell of galluses?
I think so. They don't wear them too much in the world. Not nearly like.
Or say, you know, this thing that you take out with you when it's raining and you keep the rain off of it.
Umbrella.
You ever heard that called?
Parasol.
Is that the same thing? I had one person make a difference between the two. I think she said that the umbrella you would use, you know, if it's raining outside. With the parasol, you just take, you know, to keep the sun off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of
that? No, I never heard of that.
You were talking about, you mentioned the bedspread when you were talking about the porch. Have you ever heard people call it the bedspread?
Bedspread or? I don't believe I have. I think that's a better name for it. Bedspread or bed cover or. I just don't believe I have.
You ever heard it called a counterbed?
Yeah. Heard it called a counterbed.
That was the same thing as
bedspread. Yeah, it's the same thing as bedspread.
What about these things? You know, they're heavier than a bedspread.
Quilts.
Do people still get together and make those things?
Yeah, they make them. They quilt every Tuesday over at my church.
Is that right?
They quilt them for public, and they have little quilting barn, and they bought a lot of things for the church out of it.
Do you do stuff like
that? Yeah. The winter that I didn't work, I quilted several quilts up there in that front bedroom. These quilts. I made all the children quilts. I made the baby two quilts. And he had two new quilts when he married, so that wound them up.
You did the whole thing by yourself?
Yeah.
One would take
to do it. Well, if you put one in on Monday and you don't have too much to do that week, you ought to quilt it out. After you, you know, put it in, you put the cotton and everything in. You already did that that week. A lot of times neighbors will come and help.
We're talking about the bed and things like that. But of course, the thing that you can rest your head on, that's just the bed, you know, that you rest your head on.
A pillow.
Is there anything like a pillow except it might be bigger?
Bolster.
That the people use those, actually to sleep on, or are they just for wood?
Yeah, they used to use them. I haven't seen a bolster. When Otis and I married, his mother had a bolster. We tore it up and took the feathers and made a couple of pillars.
Get back to farmland and stuff like that. Is there anything that, any word that you use to describe land, you know, that's just real good about growing things? Grow just about anything?
Rich land?
Rich land.
As far as I know, that's all I know.
Well, is there any kind of a, maybe land, you know, that's low-lying land that might have had water on it at one time, but it's been taken off and used for growing things?
I don't know. Would you call it new ground? I really don't know.
You mentioned, you say new ground. Is that maybe land that's just been cleared,
mm-hmm.
bushes and trees been taken?
Yeah, out? First year you work, it always makes good. It's new ground.
Well, have you ever heard people around here talk about bottom land?
Well, there is some bottom land out close to the river.
Is bottom land considered to be good land?
Yeah, it is. On down towards Chico and different places, they call it bottom land, because none of it right around here.
What about maybe land, you know, that's, you don't grow crops or anything like that on it, it just has a lot of grass maybe?